you very much. Well, this was very enlightening.
Thanks
for having me on.
Okay, great.
Some work for shit old wages and still will for ages, but that's something I'll never do. Oh, I've got a nice car and a house to match, and I can only thank my TPD patch. Oh, it's not always easy being a fascist all day.
Hello, today we're talking with Wolf Cook from Serve the People Tacoma, and Wolf, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the organization?
Yeah, hi, it's so good to be here with you today. My name is Wolf. I am the co-chair of the Serve the People Tacoma program, which is a socialist mutual aid organization that serves the Hilltop neighborhood in Tacoma.
And what kind of activities have you been doing?
So Serve the People engages in a number of activities. So we're a mutual aid group, so we do distributions once to twice a week, usually every Sunday and every other Saturday. We serve food, hygiene products, warm clothes. We try to meet whatever needs that we hear on the street, like from our folks, and part of how we design our program is based a lot around the conversations that we have with our neighbors and our homeless community.
How is mutual aid different from a charity?
So part of the way that mutual aid is different from a charity is that we're a socialist program. So we're not just here to serve people's needs in the moment, but we're here to build a community where people's needs are taken care of, where there's a government that instead of only showing up with officers to harass and sweep encampments, they're showing up with food and housing and everything the community needs to protect and develop itself.
So it's not a top-down decision-making process?
No, so we advocate for a socialist government in Tacoma and in the nation as a whole, and the uplifting of our communities. Part of the way we do that is through political advocacy. So trying to give a voice to a community and our homeless neighbors who usually don't get a voice, especially in city council meetings where when we're talking about the camping ban and a lot of issues that affect our homeless neighbors, they're the only ones at those meetings who get no say in how they're treated. We also do political education. We have those meetings once a week, and we bring in the community to talk about ways that we can continue to build solidarity in our community and educate ourselves on how to build socialism.
Can you tell us more about the camping ban?
Of course, yes. Yeah. So the city and council member Toms and some other council members have been repeatedly trying to pass a camping ban in Tacoma, which would be a ban on camping on public property, like sidewalks, etc.
So I wanted to ask you before we get going again, how long has this particular aid group been going?
So I kind of got the idea to get it going in August, and we had our first meeting in September and our first distribution in mid-September.
And do you work at all with Tacoma Mutual Aid, or is that mutually exclusive?
No, that's a different group. So Tacoma Mutual Aid, we of course know each other, you know, and talk to one another. But our program is like
socialist.
Yeah, socialist, and also we have like a consistent distribution program where we're out every Sunday. Tacoma Mutual Aid isn't like that. They're just like kind of a group of neighbors that kind of like giving when they can.
Okay.
So they don't have any really like consistent days where they do things. And
have you been working with Food Not Moms at all?
We do not work with Food Not Moms directly.
I understand your separation then. That's what I wanted to ask about, because if you have a socialist role and ideology, it's not just relief for the poor, it's also education.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I understand. I just wanted to get that.
Good question. Good part. Okay, so once again, we were talking about the camping ban. So, I'm sorry, can we start from the top about the camping ban?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so the camping ban is a piece of legislation that Council Member Toms and some other council members have been trying to push for a while now. I think we're currently on their fourth or fifth attempt to pass the camping ban. This is a piece of legislation that would make it illegal to camp on public property, which would effectively criminalize the existence of our homeless community. So we've been trying to push back against this legislation. We've worked with other groups, including the People's Assembly and Tacoma DSA, to try and rally people to show up to council meetings to reject the camping ban and show the council that the community stands with our homeless neighbors. In a recent meeting, there was a poll as part of the meeting to see how Tacoma felt about the camping ban, and two-thirds voted against the ban. So the Tacoma community is in solidarity with our houseless neighbors, and this is a community that stands up against developers and the people trying to push this ban. Unfortunately, this time around, there is a group. You may have seen some of their orange signs up around your neighborhood that say some like end inhumane camping. This group called Tacoma Safe is advocating for the camping ban. And they're run by a group, the family called the Conleys, who own Tacoma's golf course. They've funded other projects in the past in legislation, including an anti-trans bathroom bill. They funded anti-gay marriage campaign.
They live very close by. I've seen their enormous property where they live,
mm-hmm.
overlooking the Puget Sound. I mean, it's like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
So they kind of like skipped over the part where Jesus says, you know, feed the poor and
Yeah, they're extremely wealthy, and unfortunately, with the way the capitalist system and American politics goes, once big money gets involved in any sort of political campaign, that legislation is significantly more likely to go through. So, which means that, you know, this time on their fifth attempt to pass it, it's more important than ever that the community rallies around our homeless neighbors and shows up to the council meetings and make sure the council knows that our community stands against this ban.
How many people are in the organization?
So currently we have a little over 30 people who regularly volunteer with our program, and we're fairly new, but we've recently instituted a steering committee of five comrades. I am the co-chair of the program, along with four other very experienced and wonderful folks who put a lot of work into developing our program and getting it to where we're at today, where we have a consistent budget and we're out at camps every week and doing the kind of political advocacy that we want to. And we have, outside of that, just a wonderful set of volunteers who come through on Sundays and whenever they can to put in work and help assemble snack packs and bring food out and, you know, serve food and clothing and whatnot every Sunday.
What kind of donations do you need right away?
So currently we have a tents and tarps drive going. You can either get in touch and donate an actual tent or a tarp, which would be wonderful, or you can Venmo us. Our Venmo is SDP_Tacoma. We're looking for $30 for a tent and $10 for a tarp to get out. It's really important that we get these supplies out right now in the middle of winter. The reason we're getting tarps and tents is because when we spoke to our neighbors, our homeless neighbors, that's what the two things that they wanted. Tarps and tents were the two biggest things that they wanted.
Mm-hmm. For those of us that may be old and not as adept at things like Venmo that still use PayPal, is there another way that people can contribute money?
We have a Venmo and we have a Patreon if you want to be a consistent supporter are the two ways Currently, we'd like to expand soon to other payment platforms to make it more accessible, but unfortunately, yeah.
So people can find you on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and so on Facebook, they would look for Save the People Tacoma.
Serve the People.
Oh, Serve the People, sorry. Serve the People Tacoma.
Yeah.
And on Venmo and Twitter, it's STP underscore Tacoma.
Yes, and Instagram.
And Instagram, okay. That's S like Sam, T for Tacoma, and P for people, underscore Tacoma, at on any of those three things. What other things do they need? Has the city talked at all about providing hygiene stations or garbage collection or any of I know that there's neighbors that complain about mess and they complain about noise, but it seems to me that there's other ways to address it other than to arrest people.
Yes, there certainly is. And in the past, the city has, last year, the city was doing some things to provide hygiene stations and do some trash pickups. That's fallen off, and the city has gone in a more reactionary direction again, trying to push this camping ban and whatnot. So, I mean, we need to make sure that we're banding together as a community to fight back against these reactionary politics and also move towards some real solutions for folks, like actual affordable housing. We need rent control in Tacoma as the number one way to fight homelessness. There is a ban in the state of Washington on rent control legislation, but we have a state Congress that is dominated by the Democrats, and yet what are they doing to end this ban on rent control?
No.
Not a lot.
Our city council needs to be going down to the state and letting them know, you know, as representatives of the people, that the state needs to okay rent control and get rid of the strictures on that. And I've actually heard some of the city council members talking about going down and trying to do that, but I don't know if they've done it or if there have been any results. You know, it's been so odd since the city council meetings have not been in person since COVID. It's very limiting for the citizens to be able to get together and actually practice true democracy when we're so spread out and we're on Zoom for city council meetings. I do miss that.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, there's also a lot of other things the city council could do, but unfortunately they've been more interested in police solutions. They recently passed another wage increase for Tacoma police instead of funding social programs and the kind of policies that will actually uplift our communities.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think it was 3 years ago, that the initial thing was they passed a ban on sleeping in your car in one place for more than 72 hours. So they made sleeping in your car basically illegal unless it was drivable. And then they wondered why there weren't more people on the streets when cars got towed away. So this is something that the city councils progressively have contributed to.
Certainly. Yeah, I am hoping for a city council and a community that supports the programs that will actually fight poverty and end the kind of conditions that lead to folks living on the street instead of trying to criminalize poverty and put people in jail for being poor.
So what kind of meals do you guys provide?
So our meal program is based on donations, and we have some wonderful cooks who come through and do some amazing stuff with whatever we have on hand. If I'm remembering correctly, we've done chicken fried rice recently, some casserole.
I saw the shepherd's
dishes,
pie.
Some shepherd's pie. Yeah, that was a really good one.
Uh-huh.
And just last week, we did we cooked a big turkey and did turkey, mashed potatoes, the whole turkey dinner shebang for our folks.
And usually, how many people do you serve?
So we usually serve between around 50 hot meals, and then we'll also do 70 give or take snack packs, which include a water, a sandwich, a bag of chips, and some candy.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to come and help with the food preparation, is there a place where they could go?
Yeah, certainly. So we have a program for getting people involved, and you can show up on a Sunday at 10 a.m. We work on at the Social Justice Center on the University of Puget Sound campus. You can get in touch with us through any of our social media, and we'll talk with you about how to get involved. We always want more people to get involved. We're not an exclusive club. We're an organization that wants more people.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I can peel onions and I can shop and I can help out.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And I can also bring lots and lots and lots of clean, dry, new socks, because this time of year people really have a problem with the cold and the wet. And that's something, if somebody can't afford to contribute a sleeping bag, maybe they can buy a package of socks or things like that.
Absolutely. Socks are a huge thing that we look for in donations.
I remember a story from a friend of mine who had been homeless, and when she was taken into a shelter, she says the thing that just made her so happy was she got a hot shower and clean socks. And when she put on those, she was warm and dry. And with those clean socks, she always would donate socks whenever there was a drive, because she could remember that, what a difference it would make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people look for the experience of being treated like a human again, which is something that our homeless neighbors lack.
Yeah, we heard a very tragic story recently about somebody who was on the street, got beat up, you know, just attacked for no reason. Like you say, they weren't being treated like a human being. Although, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even treat an animal like that.
Certainly.
Yeah, last night, Marilyn and I went to the service for the
Memorial for the 139
people who had passed in
Pierce
County last year
that were homeless.
But yeah, it was very moving, and it was, I mean, and
they made a point of reading their names, because you got to know that these are not statistics; these are human beings.
Yeah,
they're like people
with lives and people that they loved and people who may have loved them.
Yes. Absolutely, and that's something that's so often lost in the conversation about how to deal with poverty in our homeless community.
So many people, I mean, they'll talk about, well, drugs or this or that, all the mistakes people make. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of people are just priced out of housing. Housing has just gone through the roof, and there's really no excuse for it. I mean, inflation it's outpaced inflation tremendously. And so what you have to look at is, well, this is greed, right? Isn't that
what's contributing to this?
You know?
Yeah, certainly. The landlord class has taken the pandemic as a great opportunity to price people out of their homes and put them out on the street during a global pandemic. You know, we need to band together as a community, because, you know, you talk to average people on the street, they don't like it, you know? They're ready to fight back, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's
a big mythology about, well, they like being on the street, or that's their choice to be there. I just think that's just a common mythology, that they chose to be there or they deserve to be there. When housing first, if somebody has a problem, get them a home and then work on everything else.
Yeah, certainly.
Would you talk a little bit more about housing first? Because I'm not sure that our listeners know what that is.
Well, we want to remove the barriers. And first, people, you know, remove the barriers, put somebody in a stable home. And once you're in a stable home, then you can apply for a job. Then you can eat properly. Then you can keep yourself clean so you can get the job. Then you can, you're warm, so you don't have to drink yourself to sleep, you know. I mean, I just think that if I were sleeping on the streets, I would probably be doing drugs too, because I don't think I could cope otherwise.
So to get rid of the existential threats and the stressors,
yes,
to make it easier and more reasonable for people to deal with the barriers that they may have stumbled into and created mm-hmm. themselves. But if you expect them to get rid of those first, it can happen, but it's the rare individual who's able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we can't always expect and demand success. There are going to be some, quote, failures in the housing first method. But if we are saving lives, isn't it worth it?
Yes.
Yeah. So much of the right-wing narrative is around moralizing the issue of poverty and saying that if you're poor, it's because you in some way deserve to be there. Or that if you're dealing with addiction, suffering from addiction, you don't deserve a house. But everyone deserves a house. And if we look at the research around permanent
medical care.
And medical care and everything else, every human being deserves to live a safe and happy life. But if we look at the research with permanent supportive housing, all the research shows that giving people a home first, a place where they can be safe, leads to people losing their addiction. It leads to better medical outcomes. It leads to people enrolling in jobs programs and a lot of other benefits. But when it comes to these rich landlords, right-wing folks like the Conleys who have been funding the Tacoma Safe push, we have to remember, there's a quote I like from Malcolm X. He said, we're not outnumbered, we're out-organized.
That's good.
Yeah, it is a good one, right? Yeah.
And I think if a listener is questioning the facts of Housing First, they can just take a look at what happens in Sweden, how they deal with their incarcerated individuals, who are very rare, by the way. But it's a completely rehabilitative program. And it's very similar to Housing First, and their success rate has been phenomenal.
Well, I understood that Salt Lake City was trying Housing First, and they found it to be very successful.
Yeah.
I think there's just a certain category of people that just want to punish other people. And I don't know where that anger... Well, I do know where a lot of that anger comes from. A lot of it is stirred up in hate radio and things. But there's just this urge to punish people. And
I just know that there's very little that separates me from a person that's homeless. And as a matter of fact, I've been homeless in the past.
Oh,
you know, so if you want to use the G word there, but for the grace of God, go I.
Yeah.
You know, because... It could happen. Most of us are only one paycheck away from being homeless.
Well, I didn't notice anybody dropping Rush Limbaugh when his drug use became known. He didn't have to go to jail.
Poor Rushy.
He didn't have to. You know, I mean, it was just like, oops, sorry, I had a bad day.
And yeah.
Oh, okay. And he went on with his career.
Now, there's a lot of bias, and there's a lot of like social reasons that people just hate the poor. But there's also economic incentives, the way the system is structured, demand and supply. For people who have homes and who own a lot of them, and especially big landlords, they have a vested interest in fighting affordable housing, because when you increase the supply, it decreases the price. As simple as that. You know, the way the capitalist system is set up, it incentivizes the rich to fight to fight against policies that help the poor.
It can't go on.
No, it's not. It's not.
I sure hope not.
It's clearly not working well in the United States.
No. Well, this just sounds like a wonderful experience. I think that it's work, but I think the work would be worth, just so enjoyable, because it would be so worthwhile. I think people would feel really good about helping other people and being with people who help other people. So once again, how do they get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with us over any of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. On Facebook, we're Serve the People Tacoma. Instagram and Twitter, we're STP_Tacoma. And if you want to make a donation and help fund our tarps and tents drives for our community, you can donate over Venmo, STP_Tacoma, or you can become a consistent supporter, which we would really appreciate, over Patreon. You can find us at Serve the People Tacoma on Patreon.
Yeah, that'd be a lot easier to plan when you have a predictable
consistent budget,
income.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Yeah.
I really appreciate this, and I hope that we can all continue to be in community with one another and to help fight against these landlords and the rich capitalists who are trying to destroy our communities.
Mm-hmm. I'm nodding. You can't see that, listener.
I wanted to say, are there any stories that you want to tell us about any of the people that you've come to know?
There's been a lot of folks that I've known over the years. I've been doing this work and in doing mutual aid work in this community for about 3 years now. What's sad and as a part of this is that sometimes it's hard to keep track of folks and people move around a lot. So, you know, people who I've really cared about have come in and out of, being around and being folks that, you know, I can talk to. Recently, you know, we've been working with a lot of people near the Nativity House, and there's a lot of just really kind folks down there. They love to come talk to us when we're serving, and we love to talk to them. It's part of the main reason we're down there, you know, not just to serve food, but to build community. So we love talking to folks. But yeah, people are really struggling. The shelter system is extremely carceral in many ways. We've talked to some folks who have been kicked out for having drugs or going through a mental health crisis while in the shelter, and those are things that are banned and you can get kicked out for. Mm-hmm. You'd have to explain to me how kicking somebody out of shelter helps them with their addiction or with their mental health situation. I've never understood that, but there's a lot of struggle right now. So, you know, whatever we can do to help build up and protect this community.
So what about the members of your group that are helping people? What do you think motivates them? Excellent.
I think people come to this work for a lot of different reasons. I do it because I am a socialist and a communist, and I believe in building a society that protects everyone, and you know that housing is a human right and everyone has the right to a safe and happy existence on this earth. But a lot of people come to it through a lot of different reasons, and we're happy to work with anyone who wants to come by and make some PB&Js with us, you know. We've had a lot of people who don't really have a political view yet of the situation, but they just want to come through and help their community, and that's beautiful too, you know. We're always happy to work with anyone and be in community with anyone who wants to be in community with us.
I see the raging grannies coming down and helping prepare some food.
That would be
lovely. Yeah, we would love to do that. So 10 o'clock at the Social Justice building at UPS.
Yeah, and you can always get in touch.
And what address is that?
The building, unfortunately, doesn't have its own address, but you can find it on the corner of North 13th and North Alder Street. It's a green building. You can also always just message us and we'll help you find it.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, this was very enlightening.
Thanks, Walt.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, great.
Some work for shit old wages and still will for ages, but that's something I'll never do. Oh, I've got a nice car and a house to match, and I can only thank my TPD patch. Oh, it's not always easy being a fascist all day. I just wanna sail away. Oh, I can't even breathe with this mask on my face. And you? Wanna talk about race? 'Cause you say that you hate me, but you can't live without me. Who else will protect private property? So let me give you some advice. You'll like me better when you're rich. Just find a better job and switch. Oh, some work for shit wages and still will for ages, but that's something I'll never do. Oh, I've got a nice car and a house to match, and I can only thank my TPD patch. Oh, these commies say I discriminate, but they're only
I love black people, Latinos, and Jews. Just don't look at my tattoos. And I really am a good person. I won't let society worsen. So thank you to all my supporters who wave the black and blue flag. A respect is really important in life, and it also reminds me of my wife. Oh, some work for shit wages and still will for ages, but that's something I'll never do. Oh, I've got a knife.